here. I put my foot wrong here.
Sandy was wanting to say hello.
Maybe. I didn't look into it.
That alone was enough of a message to know that there is an afterlife and that Sandy loves him and watches over him. That experience alone.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I never did any analysis of it because I thought
that was enough.
This is painful for Patrick. I'm going to shut up now, and I did.
Painful as it was, later on down the line of lifetime, he will or has been already very grateful for that experience.
I hope so, but because at the time
he jumped off a cliff.
Either that, or well, he was pretty shocked actually, because there was no way I could have known this story in ordinary daily life.
Yeah.
But there he was, and I told him. And he said, "How did you notice?" And I said, "It just comes to me." I said, "When you pass."
Well,
that's when I decided to keep my
track. Right. I have had experiences because they actually believed I was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a common ailment among us. I think it's God's joke. I think it plants in people's minds.
There's only one incarnation.
Right. What I think this is all about, in the shaman tradition, particularly Native American, one of their gods or goddesses manifests in the shaman. That shaman believes he is that god or goddess for that time. But they know this is the process, the people around him. They don't think he's deluded or going to be a problem.
Yeah.
They accept the words coming through him that he is that god, and then the god leaves. It's not like, "I gave him a message, now we'll bring him back to the shaman," and the shaman knows he really wasn't that god. So I think I had the Christian mythology that experience, and that the story of God and his son is repeat itself through me and Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So Randolph appears as Zeus and Horus and stuff, and I'm, but it's a very gay story. Mm-hmm. It's so what our story is going to bring so much dignity to the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't think Randolph really died. I think he went underground. Mm-hmm. I think he's my guardian angel putting me through the stuff. Because I picture
there went into suspend mode and now it's shut down.
Nasty little thing.
Now, this is what I don't get.
That must have sat 20 minutes. Let's not worry about that now. This is immoral.
Yeah, it is. But now that it's happened, I didn't expect it because I thought I'd wiped out all.
Well, this is for us to learn. By sitting here patient up, we learn that this is an awesome one.
Yeah, we can deal with it later.
So, I used to have visions of him and me to get back together again, and there'd be a radiant light around us for all the world to see. But I believe then this is our Jesus, this is God from back.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand. All right, so I got over that. No, it's impossible. I'm not Jesus, not God, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is possible, and it could happen, and I believe it will. That we will actually, he did go on the ground. We will together. Now that I understand it better, and my ego is more balanced, that the energy of that will come through because God is gay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, and that's the hidden story. But, in other words, God is going to reveal himself through me and Rand. We're just human beings. We have just been very blessed or gifted. So, I realize now, I can deal with that. Shamanistically, I can recognize that I'm being challenged. Let it happen. Have a wonderful time because it's going to renew the world so much. So, I mean, we're not talking small potatoes here. Right. We're talking about, the fulfillment of the human race, the engaged people being the vanguard of this. And so what the Randolph will come back, this is one likely scenario, and there will be this radiance around us, and we'll say, "Hey, we're game guys.
Yes.
We got it. You know. You better start listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a hell of a lot of fun."
Because
gays will have this power, this energy, where any homophobe, anyone who even looks at them evilly, bye-bye. You know, they, what do you say to me? And suddenly, blood starts coming out of the eyelids and they freak out. So, well, you've got to pay penance one way or another.
Yeah.
We'll have our fun.
Yeah.
It'll be great. It'll be incredible. And then we'll take over the airwaves and radio stations and TVs. And we're going to have Miss...